It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo.
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by my nasty Aunt Gussie, who didn't make it home from the Smokey Robinson show last night.
I don't care about
In Turn Up in the Name of the Lord news, our good friend, the Pastor Jamal Bryant of Empowerment Temple up there in Baltimore, was in the middle of an impassioned sermon titled In My Enemy's Worst Nightmare when he made a faux pas. To punctuate a point about men needing to recognize the good women in their lives and not run off with the side chick, he surprised the congregation by quoting the chorus of Chris Brown's new current hit, Loyal.
God help me, old saints, y'all forgive me, but I gotta tell you, these hoes ain't loyal.
Frank, I gotta tell you, this is the best, worst sermon I ever heard in my life. You heard me right. That's the best, worst sermon I ever heard in my life. I'm sure that the new member class will be jam-packed this Sunday. To be quite honest with you, I have a sneaking suspicion that Jamal Bryant is the kind of pastor I need.
Every brother, would you tap another brother and say, I should have listened to her?
He, of all people, can understand my indiscretions. He can see why I be backsliding from time to time. He knows me giving money to strippers is me really just trying to help a pretty girl get through school. To be quite honest with you, I'm considering making Empowerment Temple my church home. I won't be taking my wife and kids there. It's just for when I go to service by myself.
Okay. All right, be seated, please.
In Eat the Cake anime news, Jay-Z is raising eyebrows because he done told Rihanna to be more like Beyonce and less like, well, Rihanna. As many of you know, Rihanna is signed to Jay-Z's Roc Nation record label. The ex-hustler turned superstar rapper discovered Rihanna a decade ago in the Bahamas. Industry insiders say Jay-Z wants a less ghetto, more elegant image for Rihanna. He wants her to stop with the outlandish stuff on social media. He wants her to have no contact with Chris Brown, and he made Rihanna break up with Drake. To bring the whole thing home, Jay has asked his wife, Beyonce, to go through Rihanna's closets and get rid of all the skanky little outfits and go shopping for more appropriate attire. Beyonce obliged and sent all of the Daisy Dukes and dresses that show too much on the backside to Miley Cyrus, who couldn't wait to get her filthy little hands on them. Beyonce bought in her mother Tina to help, and Rihanna will be relegated to wearing all the ugly ass House of Darion gear that won't sell at Foreman Mills. We here at the Greasy Report want to know one thing, though. Jay-Z, how you an ex-hustler and you don't like to see no crack? Y'all get it? We don't want a kinder, gentler Rihanna. America wants a train wreck. America don't got no room for two Beyoncés. If we did, Kelly Rowland would be a superstar. America wants to think of Rihanna as Beyoncé's nasty, ratchet, smoked-out little cousin from the island that loves rude boys. Everybody say, come here, rude boy, boy, when you give it up. Hey, that's the Greasy Report, and I am off to happy hour.
It's the Greasy, Greasy, Greasy Report with Joe Claire and the Frank Ski Show
on a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.